Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's all about the love. Y'all know the first thing that we must do, we must give it up for the Almighty, because without the Almighty, there is no me, and there is no Larry Love Show. What's going on, y'all? Welcome. I'm your boy, Larry Love, from Blog Talk Radio here, 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, guys, on the show, I have a guest that's going to be calling in tonight, they will be promoting a domestic violence walk on April 1st, and then we'll get the details about all of that. Also, I have a guest that's going to be on today promoting proper hydration for actors and actresses and people, and which waters. You know, I thought water was water, but which waters that people should be drinking. So we're going to get into that here. And then I want to do my signature, you know, because I'm from Georgia. So we're going to give you a little taste of something right quick. What's up, cuz? Yeah, we busting our tail on the 9-to-5, y'all. This your boy Larry Love from Blog Talk Radio again. Yeah. What we're going to do tonight, y'all, we got people that's going to be calling in promoting domestic violence. There's going to be a domestic violence walk. And they're going to be talking about this walk for April 1st. And also, I hope y'all can hear that. Terry, what's going on? I just wanted to play that song by Xavier Lewis. I met that young man a while ago, and he got that song, Georgia Clay. And I just wanted to play that so when he go back and listen to the archives, he could hear me playing Georgia Clay. All right, guys, y'all listen to the Larry Love Show. We're going to have our guests on here in a few minutes. If my guest is on the line, if you're on the line and you want to call into the Larry Love Show and you want to speak to me or guest, all you have to do is press number one on your phone. Press number one on your phone, and I'll see your number, and I'll either say your area code or I'll say the last four of your number. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and then I will bring you in queue shortly. So what I'm doing is, if you're listening to the show, if one of my guests is listening to the show, go ahead and press number 1, and then I can bring you in, and we can talk about what you're promoting tonight. Again, guys, I want to tell you guys, I'm Larry Love from Blog Talk Radio. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I am on I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Lycan, Snapchat. I'm on a lot of stuff. And make sure y'all check my page out. I have a lot of stuff going on. But I want to give a shout out about last Saturday night. I was with Angie Stone. I was with Blondie, Cheryl the Pearl, B.B. King's daughter, Claudette King was in the house. Tony Terry was in the house. Designer Mr. Gillespie, the designer Mr. Gillespie was in the house. There was a lot of actresses. Man, it was a lot of people in the house. We were down at the Westin the Westin Plaza Hotel at John Rick Luxury Salon and Wellness Spa. I want to give a shout out to John Rick Luxury Salon and Wellness Spa. I want to give a shout out to Lavish Cosmetics. Yes, and Angie Stone's signature line. Definitely want to give a shout out to Miss Angie Stone. Want to give a shout out to Vita McNeil Wright of Wright One Fitness. Yes, want to give a shout out to extraordinaire actor, director, singer, songwriter, play. Right, manager, all that stuff, Tyrone Jenkins. I'm going to give a shout-out to Sabrina Starworth down there in Biloxi, Mississippi. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the health bill. The health bill would add 24 million uninsured but save $337 billion. I don't know how that's going to work. But we're going to talk about that tonight. What's up, Crystal? Crystal, you got to press 1. Crystal, you got to press 1 if you want to talk about the show. All you got to do is call in to 646-716-5495. Hey, Charlene, what's up? 646-716-5495. Crystal, whoever's going to talk about the domestic violence walk, you guys got to press 1. Press 1 so I can bring you in and we can go ahead and start talking about the show. Okay? Saturday night, Angie Stone... It was an official launch. Angie Stone had an official launch of her makeup line. And I was the recipient of being the host for the event and the after party. So I definitely want to give a shout out to Kiki Wyatt's twin brother, Kiva West. Man, he got out. He got down. If you never heard this brother before, you got to check him out. Okay? All right, guys, we're going to get started, y'all. All right. Let's get started, y'all. We're going to be talking about domestic violence. There's going to be a domestic violence. Wow. I'm trying to handle everything, y'all, so y'all got to excuse me. I'm doing all the boards. I got computers and stuff all in front of me. So we're going to bring in our guest tonight. And so we're going to do it like this. Okay, here we go. All right, guys, we have a young lady, I think it's Crystal, on the line. She's going to be talking to us about a domestic violence walk that they're planning on having on April 1st, if everything go right, y'all. So let's welcome Crystal.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for having me.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, and you?
Hey, I didn't mean to be ignoring you. I just been busy.
Oh no! Trust me, I know you stay busy. Harry,
girl, I tell you, with the daytime job and the Larry Love blog talk show and the Larry Love host and Larry Love the daddy, the husband. Well, I tell you,
wow, you Superman.
Not a lot of time. Hey, I'm going to, since you said the cake thing, I'm going to a birthday party, Lord willing, Saturday night, and me and my wife have to pick out superhero costumes.
Wow, what are you guys going as?
Batman.
Uh-oh. She should be Wonder Woman.
I think she did say Wonder Woman, so we're going to go and... We got to pick our outfits out and everything. Now, Crystal, talk to me about this domestic violence walk that we've been trying to, you know, hook up on.
The domestic violence walk is promoted by Marilyn Jennings. She's the CEO and owner. For her organization, it's a nonprofit called Harm's Way. Around 10 years ago, her sister was a victim of domestic violence and was killed at the CNN Center by her ex-boyfriend. Marilyn started the works into writing a book, and doing the domestic violence walk and teen mentoring about 3 years after that. April 1st will actually be the 7-year anniversary of the walk that she's been doing for 7 years, but it's the actual 10-year anniversary of her sister being killed. So what she's trying to do is to have businesses and different organizations come out, speak on domestic violence. We do a walk. The walk isn't continuous. It's on the inside of the Andrew and Walter Young YMCA at 2220 Camelton Road. It'll be on the 1st of April from 9:30 to 12:30. We'll have things. We'll have entertainment. We'll have things for the children. We'll walk around the track. We'll have entertainment in between. And we'll have guest speakers speaking at a minimum. But we'll also have refreshments. She's selling T-shirts, so if anybody wants to buy a T-shirt prior to get your right size, you can call me at 770-855-0782. That's 770-855-0782. Or you can purchase a T-shirt there. There's no fee for the registration or venue to actually participate in the walk, but we do ask you to either give a donation if you can or purchase a T-shirt to help put money back into the foundation so that we can help women and men who's being victims of domestic violence.
Man, so now have you got some confirmed people that you know are going to be there? Is any celebrities going to be there or just regular?
We haven't confirmed any celebrities yet. We're waiting on a couple phone calls to come back. We're hoping it comes through. We're on the phone. We have several people trying to make contacts all the way up until the event. And you know how things go. People are busy. They have other schedules going on. But if they can clear their schedule, we can get somebody to do it. It's great.
All right. Man. Well, I mean, is this domestic violence walk going to be an annual, every 6 months, an annual, every other year, or this is a special occasion?
No, it's every year. It's been every year for the past 7 years. We've had different venues every year, but we're trying to get one main location where we can say this is where to be every year. But this year, the Andrew Young YMCA on Camelton Road is allowing us to sponsor it on their inside track at the German side due to inclement weather possibly.
Okay. Let me ask you, you have any sponsors? You want to name your sponsors?
I don't actually have the list of sponsors with me. Marilyn has that. She's the CEO and owner.
Oh, okay. I definitely want to, put your sponsors out there. Can the Larry Love Show donate some money, $50, $100?
You sure can. I can get you the information. I believe she has a GoFundMe page. I can get you the information, and I'll either text it to you or email it to you.
Yeah, text it to me, my Facebook Messenger, and I want to donate some money, okay?
I really appreciate that, yes.
Hey, I'm always here, for serious, serious stuff like that because I want you to know, you and I don't, we see each other, we are partying, but I was in that domestic violence thing and I wasn't raised like that. And, I mean, I didn't go as far as, really hurting somebody, but I did some things that I'm not proud of and I try not to be a hypocrite and not mention, my faults and what I did in the past because you never know, the young lady might come out of the woodworks and talk about it one day.
Exactly.
So I don't ever want to be a hypocrite of that. I just know that sometimes people love each other. It can be the wrong love. It doesn't excuse what I did, but I recognize, and I think she recognized, we were in the wrong love. We could push each other's buttons and be arguing and fighting and stuff. And I found, I found myself in a domestic situation all the time and grabbing and pushing. And I wasn't raised like that. And I think once the military got involved and I had to go to one of those domestic violence meetings, and I was sitting in there with these guys who had really whooped up on a lady. And I hadn't even got close to all of that. And I was sitting there going, man, I'm not going to be doing this. And we had to get the hell away from it. We had to get away from each other. And ever since then, Crystal, I haven't looked back, and I haven't been in none of that stuff. And that's been a long time ago.
Well, you're one of many and a few that have recognized that that's not you, and you were able to change that. And we need to get more people to understand that, whether they're the victim or they're actually the aggressor. And it's all about change, and that's what we're trying to do, to promote, to educate people, to let them know this is real. What it doesn't just happen to women, it happens to men also.
Right, 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 because, yeah, you do have some women who have a nice husband, and she will push him and slap on him and punch him.
Yes.
And so it's basically the same thing.
Yes.
Wow. All right, guys. Now, say the name of the what's Marilyn's, what does she have, a company name or logo name?
It's called Harm's Way. It's a nonprofit organization.
Okay, Harm's Way nonprofit organization. Can you give that information again?
Harm's Way nonprofit organization. The walk will be April 1st, from 9:30 to 12:30. At the Andrew and Walter Young YMCA at 2220 Hamilton Road. If you want to set up a table, bring out some information to promote your business, contact me at 770-855-0782.
Crystal, do me a favor and put that information on my page.
Okay, I'll do that.
Anybody interested? Hey, go to my page if you're my friend, or tell your friends if you're interested. April 1st, put it on your calendar. Or, you know, if you can't make it, donate some money. Go by there. If you can't stay, buy a T-shirt. Do something. We got to start doing something. And this year, I'm going to lead by example. If I'm paying $5, $10, $20, $50, whatever it is, we got to start giving. We got to start giving. We can't just keep take. We got to give, and I'm talking about me too, you know. So I'm gonna start it off. So when Crystal get me the information, I'm gonna start it off. I'm gonna give some, because I can't say if I'm gonna be there or not. I don't know what my schedule is gonna be like, but I'm definitely really throw my hat in the ring. The Larry Love Show is gonna be sponsoring a lot of stuff this year. I want to help. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm gonna give, you know, what I can give. And hope that is enough. So, Crystal, you know, I'm not going to hold you up all night, but you know, I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm definitely going to keep reiterating this. And if you put it on my page, I'll be talking about this all night through the night.
I will, and I will also put the GoFundMe information on your page as well, in case anybody else wants to donate.
Okay. Well, Crystal, I know you got to go to work in the morning. I'm off, Crystal. I'm off. I don't have to go to work, Crystal.
Oh, lucky you.
Wait a minute. I think you're at work, right?
Yes, I'm at work till 12 o'clock.
yeah, you're at work. But, hey, guys, let's give it up for Crystal, y'all. Harm's Way Domestic Violence Walk, April 1st. You know, donate, you know, because we don't want, you know, we're tired of all this fighting and, you know, men and women and men, women, women, men, all that. You know, it's enough of that stuff, man. We got to come together and love each other. And if you love each other like you say you love each other, you wouldn't want to hurt each other. And if you want to hurt each other, you should just want to get away from each other. And that's what happened in my case. I thank the Lord every day that, Crystal, that the young lady was as tired as I was. And one day I came home and she said, look, you know this is not working. You know, we're both, you know, just this is not working, and I want you to move out. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm here to tell you, I haven't looked back. I haven't had any more problems. I have self-control. I'm not trying to be in no jail cells. I'm not trying to hurt no woman. I love women and definitely ain't trying to hurt them. So, you know, I have a strong willpower that God has given me, and I hope that my testimony and what I'm talking about can help another guy out there, because as men, we definitely should not be putting our hands on women in an aggressive and forceful way. And the same thing with women, they should not be putting their hands on us as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. Hey, guys, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play some music. And when I come back, I do have a sponsor. and I have to play her commercial. So let me play her commercial, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about domestic violence, and I'm going to look up some statistics and stuff, and then we will continue. Show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Larry Love. If you want to call into the show, if you want to speak with me, if you want to speak with anybody that's on the show, talk with me, because I got some friends that's going to come on and talk with me here in a few minutes. Call 646-716-5495, 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I was talking with Crystal about Harm's Way Domestic Violence. Harm's Way Domestic Violence, they're going to have a walk on April 1st. Go to my main page, and you will see all the information. If you can't make it, there's going to be a GoFundMe account. Donate, you know, whatever you can to the cause. Domestic violence statistics, guys. Every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. Around the world, at least one in every three women has been beaten, coerced into sex, or otherwise abused during her lifetime. Most often, the abuser is a member of her own family. Domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women, more than a car accident, muggings, rapes combined. Studies suggest that up to 10 million children witness some form of domestic violence annually. Nearly one in five teenage girls who have been in a relationship said a boyfriend threatened violence or self-harm if presented with a breakup. Every day in the U.S., more than three women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends. 92% of women surveyed least reducing domestic, 92% of women surveyed listed reducing domestic violence and sexual assault as their top concern. Okay, Crystal said her book is coming out called Harm's Way in July, and she will post all of the information shortly. What's up, Shanika Neek, Washington? What's going on? My cousin, Melba. What's up, Melba? Charlene, what's going on? How y'all doing out there on Facebook land? Terry Long, Miss Mary, what's going on? Hello, how you doing? Thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate it. Anybody that hang out with me late at night, 9:30 at night, I do appreciate it. But I do it for you. I stay up at night and I talk about topics to get the word out there to people. That's why I do this. That's why I do this, because your opinion matters on the Larry Love Show. And at the end of the day, it's all about love. Domestic violence victims lose nearly 8 million days of paywork per year in the U.S. alone, the equivalent of 32,000 full-time jobs. Based on reports from 10 countries, between 55% and 95% of women who had been physically abused by their partners had never contacted non-governmental organizations, shelters, or police for help. The cost of intimate partner violence in the U.S. alone exceeds $5.8 billion per year. $4.1 billion are for direct medical and health care services, while productivity loses account for nearly $1.8 billion. Men who, as children, witnessed their parents' domestic violence were twice as likely to abuse their own wives than sons of nonviolent parents. That's the domestic violence statistics that I pulled up on domestic violence statistics USA. Let's put a stop to domestic violence and abuse. So go out there to my page. Crystal is going to put information up on my page. And if you can't make it, what's up, Penella Brandon? What's up? How you doing? How you doing? And I'm going to end this segment, but, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite because, you know, the young lady one day might come forward and talk about the stuff that I did, and I'm not proud of the stuff that I did, but, you know, God was with me and God was with her and got us out of that situation, man, and got us on our own way to live our own lives, and I've never had to visit domestic violence and none of that stuff ever again because that wasn't me. I wasn't raised that way, and I didn't feel right because I'm not here to harm women in any way. I'm here to love women. I'm Larry Love. I'm here to love women. I ain't here to hurt them now. It's a good hurt. I ain't here to hurt them physically. So y'all go out there. It's going to be on my page and check it out and make sure that you donate if you can't be there. If you can't stay, go by there, buy a T-shirt or something, and, you know, just give for the cause. I really do appreciate it. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to go talk about Donald Trump. We're going to talk about Donald Trump, and I'm going to bring Sabrina in. Gonna bring Sabrina, my girl from Mississippi, Sabrina. But I want to talk to you guys about this health bill, and we're gonna talk about the U.S. attorneys. Donald Trump can be whatever you think he is, or whatever your thoughts is. But I'm here to tell you, I'm watching this stuff, and it looks like a dictator takeover to me. I mean, if you watch the move. The strategic moves that he's making, he's covering his bases. He's the president of the United States, so he can make calls to cover his bases. If you watch what he's doing, they're getting closer to impeaching this guy. They're getting closer to getting him for treason. So what do he do? His own Republicans now want an investigation along with some Democrats, all the Democrats and some Republicans. So what do? He goes, because Jeff Sessions has been compromised. Jeff Sessions says, I'm going to recuse myself from being on any panel for investigation. But look what they did behind closed doors. They got rid of the people that was going to be prosecuting them. Donald Trump is a crook. He's with Russia. It's obvious. Why don't the Republicans stop? You know, are you a patriot of America? Are you a patriot to the Republican Party? Let the people know that you're a patriot to the Republican Party. You are the Republican Party. You're not an American. Because if you can't see that this guy is working with Russia, I mean, you see it and you refuse to see it. It's right there in your face. This guy is making moves with keeping certain people out of the country where their countries haven't done any. The people in their country haven't done anything to us. The people in the other country that done something to us, he didn't put no ban on them. All right? Now, so anyway, now, let me cut that off so I can. Now, what's happening now is they're getting so close to getting all this information on Donald Trump, and they got these prosecutors that's going to go in there and they're getting this stuff. The Russian ambassador have already talked. Donald Trump's people have been talking to the Russians before the election, during the election, during the Republican convention, after he won the election. The son-in-law, the guy that they already got rid of, everybody's been talking to the Russians. The attorney general has been talking to the Russians. Everybody's working with the Russians on the Donald Trump team. He's a crook. Now, it's all coming out. They're getting ready to get in that deep because they're getting ready to get him. And what did he do? He fires 46 U.S. attorneys. Why would he fire 46 U.S. attorneys? Sometimes they keep U.S. attorneys from the other administration. A lot of times they keep a lot of them. And sometimes they get rid of some of them. But check this out. There's never been in the history where you fired 46. He asked for a resignation, and the main man said that he was not going to resign. So they fired him. Guess what? When the man left his lawyer office in New York, wherever it was, he had a standing ovation from all the employees in that entire building. Yes. And like Penelope said, their hateful racism is more important than what's right. They know what Trump is about. The Republican Party know what Trump is about. The Democrat Party know what Trump is about. He gave money to both parties. Did y'all read between the lines? I appreciate you guys on Facebook. Live that's tuning into the Larry Love Show. I really, really do. Keep sharing the video, man, because on here, man, we're just going to talk real, real, real talk. And if you want to come on this show and you want to say what you want to say and your thoughts about the Donald Trump thing or any other thing in politics, this is the show to come on. So you can call 646-716-5495. 646-716-5495. And all you have to do is press number one on your phone. And I'll listen to your gripe. I'll listen to your complaint. I'll listen to you frustrated. I want to hear what you have to say because on this show, your opinion matters. And at the end of the day, it's always about love. But Donald Trump is getting closer to being impeached. So what did he do? Him and Sessions pulled one. I mean, they pulled one because the Democrats and some Republicans told the Sessions, the Attorney General, that's not enough. We want you to resign. No, we don't want you to recuse yourself. We're going for you to resign. You should not be in office. And instead of him chilling out and laying low, this racist person that we got as Attorney General, he done went behind closed doors with Donald Trump because they was getting close, and he was not going to be able to be in charge of the investigation. So guess what they did? They fired all of the U.S. attorneys that will help impeach Donald Trump. Yeah, did you hear that? Quiet, right? While they got the American Health Care Act going on. Yeah. Donald Trump likes chaos. Donald Trump likes distractions. Donald Trump got you looking over here about the Health Care Act, and then he over here blocking investigations. The Russians have something on Mr. Donald Trump. The Russians have something on Mr. Donald Trump. They got something. In my lifetime, and I'm young, I've never seen this from a president that's on the side of the enemy. We are Russia's enemy. Russia cares nothing about us. They're playing Donald Trump. They found a sucker. They found a sucker over in Russia, partying, boozing it up with the ladies. They got pictures. They got everything. They blackmailing them. If you can't see it, I think you're lying. I think you see it, and I think you know it. And you're willing to stay with your, you're willing to be, instead of a patriot of America, you're willing to, you saying you're a Republican. So you might as well just stop saying that you are an American. Just say you're a Republican. Just say you're a Republican. And let's get it over with. Pinella said, Ms. Brandon said, I want Obama back. I tell you, for 8 years, we had not one scandal. When Mr. Obama was in office, we had not one scandal. One scandal. This man ain't even been in office 3 months. Man, we got scandals all over the place. All he do is lie. All he do is lie. Let's go to the phone line because I'm going to talk about this health care bill. Sabrina, what's up, girl?
Hey, my brother Larry. How are you doing? And hello to your audience listeners.
What's up?
Nothing. Headed home. I'm out on the road riding right now. But listen, to the sister that was on early, if she's still listening, you know, my kudos to her. I remember that case. I was living in Atlanta at the time when that sister was killed by a boyfriend downtown. It was at the Civic Center, the Omni, somewhere. I remember that. But anyways, man, Larry, it is so much. It's just ridiculous. There are diversions thrown out there to keep the public from really paying attention to the underlining, deep underlining story that's going on behind Donald Trump and his political party. There's something deep brewing, and I can't put my finger on it because, for me, a lot of times, I watch news occasionally, but sometimes it can be just too much for the brain to conceive. I don't have headaches. And watching that stuff sometimes will give you a headache, you know. But there is something definitely brewing there, and it's not good. You know, it's just not sitting right because the Republican Party is allowing this to go on, this facade. The Democratic Party, they can't do too much of anything. They just kind of, I don't know, like laying in the trenches. And I look at the American communities, the few little leaders that we have involved, nobody's really saying anything. They're just kind of sitting back and they're quiet. And that's not a good thing.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see all this shit unfold. Well, Donald Trump, a lot of this stuff he's doing, he wants to be impeached because you can't tell me that and that damn stupid, excuse my language, to do and say the things that he's been saying and doing to want to sit in office. I think he got in there. They got in there because they didn't want Hillary in there. And they got him in that position. It wouldn't be long before he was able to be impeached. And they made sure that he got Pence in there because Pence couldn't have made it to the White House on his own because of his ticket. So it's going to be interesting once all this is over with. It really is. And all I can say is people pay attention, keep your eyes open, and go out. You know, we're getting ready to have our local electoral voting process in May. And that's with our councilmen, our commissioners, and our mayor. And I tell people, you know, that's the time you really need to vote. You got to vote on a local level. You need to know what their platform is and what they're standing behind. That's where it matters. You know, federal is cool, but on that local level, that is really important. You have to stay abreast upon that. So we voting here, and I'm always, you know, at the polls. I'm a registered voter. I've been called several times to come and sit on a jury. So you got to be active in those roles. So it's going to be interesting. But thank you.
Yeah. And talking about this health care, let me talk about this health care right now. They They got a big thing on the healthcare talking about the health bill would add 24 million uninsured. Hold on, I'm going to put you on mute so I can read this right quick.
Okay.
All right, the health bill would add 24 million uninsured but save $337 billion. That's what the report say. A lot of the people in the house. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. All right. So let's talk about this bill. All right. The House Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act would increase the number of people without health insurance by 24 million people by 2026, while slicing $337 billion off of the federal budget deficit over that time. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said that Monday, y'all. Republicans had been bracing for what was almost certain to be a bleak accounting of the legislation's projected effect. The American Health Care Act, now it's the American Health Care Act, y'all, T-A-H-C-A, as Republicans call their bill, was already facing widespread criticism from health care providers, some conservatives, and a united Democratic Party. The much-anticipated judgment by Capitol Hill officials' scorekeepers did not back up President Trump's promise of providing health care for everyone and was likely to fuel the concerns of moderate Republicans. Next year, he said, the number of uninsured Americans would be 14 million higher than expected under current law. So they're saying it's going to be 14 million people higher than expected under the current law. Obama put 20 million people, got 20 million people some type of health care. But it also provides talking points for the House Republican leaders who need the support and the rebelliousness conservatives to pass the measure. Lower deficits, reduce federal spending, and tax cuts. But guess what? The rich are getting all the tax cuts. The rich are getting all the tax cuts, people. The White House immediately denounced the budget office's conclusion. Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, suggested the report offered an incomplete picture because it did not take into account regulatory steps he intends to take. Wait a minute. If you guys are the smartest people, or supposed to be the smartest people, and you do the bill, this is a bill on Capitol Hill, and it shows you how to do all this stuff, then you're supposed to know what you're doing. But then you come back and say that the White House denounced the budget office conclusion because the Secretary of Health and Human Services suggested that the report offer an incomplete picture. Why would the report offer an incomplete picture? It shouldn't have been incomplete. You shouldn't even never sent the report if it was incomplete. You wanted to see what was going to happen. So, into an account regulatory steps he intended to take, as well as other legislation, the Republican plan as part of the multi-step strategy to repeal and replace the health law. Why are we dealing with all of this? This is not Obama's health care. The Kennedys were trying to get universal health care a long time ago in this country. Hillary Clinton and Bill was trying to get universal health care in this country. Barack Obama came, worked across the aisles with the Republicans, and they came up with something to get at least it was 30 million people that didn't have insurance, and they got about 20 million people on the insurance. And now, at least they have something. But then the Republican says, yeah, they got insurance. You're forcing them to get insurance, but they can't afford the insurance. But then I say, yeah, but now you're going to knock 14 million people off of getting something. All right, let's go to the phone line. All right, welcome to the Larry Love Show. What's up? Your area code 470. What's going on?
Hey, Larry. I see you going off tonight.
What's up, Michael Lair? How you doing, man? Welcome to the Larry Love Show.
All right. Hey.
What's on your mind?
Hey, all I know All of them play game politics out there, and I don't want to talk about no Donald Trump and all of that. I mean, I got other stuff to worry about because they're going to keep doing what they're doing, whoever they get in office. It ain't going to change. They still going to play their game, their mind game, and they're going to do what they want to do. Just like Sabrina said, if you don't go vote, put nobody in, going to do the job, and don't do your due diligence to check behind them to see what they did and everything before you vote on them. If you there voting because your pastor said vote Democratic, shit, are you putting the same person in the office? If they Republican, Democratic, or whoever, you putting the same people back in office because you just gone what your pastor said because you're not doing your research. So that's what you're going to get. So that's the way I look at it, where you like it or don't like it. That's in black and white. Because all I ever know in the church, during election time, they come out during election time, ask you to vote Democratic. They say, well, don't worry about it. I'm like, what the hell? You going to tell me to vote somebody I don't know shit about? That same thing like when they told me to vote in the union. Vote for all these people. I don't know them. I'm not going to put my name on your thing just to put you in office. No. I'm tired of putting Uncle Tom suckers in there. They talk a good game with the pretty white teeth. Shit, when it's all over with, they rich and are the Pope still Pope. They family getting rich, they next generation getting rich. That's all them suckers. One thing I can't say Donald Trump did tell the truth, those guys done got so rich, them older guys, they next generation, all them generation is damn near taken care of. That's how the rich stay rich. And we is not doing our due diligence. You know, we're
okay.
Not checking on the people we're putting in office. We just putting people.
Well,
in office.
Well, there's a certain thing I just want to throw out there to you, Mike. A lot of people did not vote. Hey, Ms. Wyatt, how you doing? Crystal has posted everything to my page, guys, about the Harm's Way Domestic Violence Walk on April 1st. Crystal has put everything on my page, so go to my page. If you want to join in, you want to volunteer, you want to donate money to Harm's Way Domestic Violence Walk on April 1st, go to my page. All the information is on my page. There's going to be a GoFundMe account, so if you can't make it and you want to donate some money, there's a GoFundMe account on there. All right, please do that. Larry Love Show, I'm gonna get in here, man. I'm going to be sponsoring stuff this year. You know, I don't have a lot of money, but, you know, somebody's going to have to take my $25, my $35, my $40, maybe even $50. But I'm going to put my name on some things and sponsor things, let people know where I stand on certain issues. You know, it's not about me, you know, a radio personality. I don't really supposed to be putting that out there. You know, I just listen to you guys. But I'm going to definitely try to sponsor and put some my money where my mouth is, the little money that I do have. I want to put my money where my mouth is. So, but we're going to talk more about Donald Trump and the health care bill. But I do want to just say this, Michael Lett. Just remember this. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Hillary lost all three of those states by less than 100,000 votes. Somebody cheated, Michael Lett. Do you hear what I said? Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin together, she lost less than 100,000 votes. Somebody cheated, Michael Lett. Yeah. Look that up. Hey, guys, we got another guest coming on the show. His name is Michael Weatherspoon. And we're going to, I think I said that right, yeah. And we're going to bring him in. And we're gonna be talking about promoting proper hydration for athletes and actors, and what waters to drink, y'all. So let's welcome Michael Weatherspoon to the show, y'all. I'm Larry Love Show.
Thank you. How you doing, Larry?
What's happening? Welcome to the Larry Love Show.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing today, Larry. I thank you for having me on your show, and it's a pleasure to hear you talking some really great and sharing some great information, especially about, you know, the Health Care Act and the new bills that they're trying to pass. And, you know, it's very alarming, you know, the things that they're doing in Congress, in the White House, especially pertaining to the Americans' health. And so I think everything is kind of like, you know, just a blessing to be here to talk to you about health and proper hydration.
Yeah, man. Wait, talk to me about that. When you say proper hydration, I get that part. Then when I read the part about certain waters to drink, are you talking about, like, for myself, I'm drinking alkaline water because I'm a prostate cancer survivor. I drink alkaline water.
Right. And you know what? That is the best water that you should be drinking. And not just you, not just the actor, athletes, but anybody should be drinking alkaline water. And the funny thing is that we've allowed media, the marketing companies, the government to trick us. They're playing Jedi mind tricks with us as far as when it comes to the foods that we're consuming and the waters that we're drinking, because what we'll find on the shelves and stores is distilled water, purified water, and we're starting now to see alkaline water. But, you know, when we look at purified water, we're thinking, oh, we're getting water that's clean and pure and we can drink it and it's going to hydrate us. But it's not the truth.
What's the truth?
Well, the truth is that the water actually has been stripping from all of its purities, all of the minerals that were in the water at once upon a time has now been taken away out of the water. So when they go through the process of purifying the water through that filtration process, the only thing they're doing is taking tap water, taking all of the chemicals out of the water, and putting it on the shelves and selling it to you. So when we're looking at water, when we're purchasing water, we should be very conscious when it comes to reading those labels and knowing what's on those labels, because even though that they say purified, there's still chemicals that they add back into the water. Some of those chemicals can be chloride. Some of those chemicals can be fluoride or a combination of both. And as we both know, fluoride is definitely a no-go. You know, for the past few years, we've been finding out that chloride has been, you know, leaking, has been linked to brain issues such as calcifying pineal gland, male infertility, and there's just a number of things, arthritis. And so now it's been an explosion with people finding out about fluoride. So people have been going to the alkaline water, such as yourself. But even within the alkaline community, there's still some things that you just don't know when it comes to alkaline water. You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, Kangen water is the best thing since sliced bread. But actually, Kangen water is not good for you.
Wow.
And the reason that I'm,
wow.
Yeah, and the reason that I'm saying that, and through research and through some studies and just really been studying God's word and allowing God to lead me, you know, it's very alarming to find out that when you're looking at alkaline water, the Kangen water, that the water has been modified, you know, and what you're doing, you're just basically taking tap water and you're splitting the molecules, the negative and the positive ions, and you're just reusing that same tap water that still has those the chemicals still within there that you got from the tap. And so even though that it does, you know, do some, you know, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, relieve some symptoms, but in the long run after drinking it, you know, it can cause some problems. And so one of the things that we're kind of trying to get out there and bring some awareness out to the community is that everything that we should take in our body should be as natural as possible. And so one of the things that we found was that drinking natural spring water that's alkaline is best for you, because all the minerals that's in it is bioavailable. So when you're drinking like purified water, distilled water, Kangen alkaline water, just like GMO foods, as GMO water. It's been genetically modified. So we want people to start drinking, you know, the right water so that you can get the right proper hydration.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, when did, you know, you heard about, you know, Flint, Michigan.
Right.
And, man, the water there, I hadn't been following it. Has it gotten better there, if you know or not?
Well, I really haven't been following it that much lately because we've really been trying to put together a project here that, you know, really we're trying to get out here and promote this, the alkaline water, the natural spring waters. But last thing I heard was that things pretty much has not really gotten better. There's huge cases of, you know, the people are really getting sick. And when you look at the time that the problem had been going on before they even discovered it, the effects of this, you know, it's going to continue on and on and on. It's going to be a long-term effect because those people have been ingesting and taking in that lead. They've been taking in a lot of chemicals. And so now you're talking about their DNA has been damaged. You know, so some of that damage and some of that poisoning can be passed on to their kids. You know, now you're talking about mental disabilities, possibilities later on because of, you know, ingesting those chemicals.
Right.
So it's not just
right.
It's not just something that's just going to stop today if they bring in some water. You know, this stuff has long term effects. So you're talking about generations of people who could be affected.
Wow. So now. They putting all this water on the shelves, just like you say, just putting the tap water, doing something with it, putting it back on the shelves and sell it to us, selling us an illusion. So you suggest, I mean, how I'm trying to put this, selling us water is a $1 billion, $1 trillion industry right now. And
very huge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to look up the statistics of alkaline water. I'm gonna have to look up the statistics. Do you know what the percentage of us here in the United States are drinking alkaline water?
Well, within the past maybe 4 or 5 years, alkaline water really has become something that people are noticing. So there's not a lot of data that supports that claim. But we can go back to maybe about 10, 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, when we first heard news reports about the Fountain of Youth. And if you were around that time and you were hearing those news reports about the Fountain of Youth, it sounded like some type of fairy tale, like there's some kind of water that's like a cure-all. But then was the time when they were really discovering that these geothermal springs and natural springs here within our states were actually alkaline water that was producing water that was naturally bioavailable, that had chemicals that were naturally bioavailable, such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, you know. And so they were beginning to notice then that the people who were drinking those waters were actually having less issues. Because back in, even though we can go back to 1940 when we find out when they first started adding fluoride into the water, and they were noticing that people who were living next to natural springs had less cavities than those who lived away from the springs. So then within the 1940s is when they started putting excessive amounts of fluoride. Okay, so they were understanding then, but they just didn't know as much. Okay, as far as, you know, that goes. But it still dates back even further than that with other studies dealing with the pH and, you know, and its link to, you know, mental illness and things like that. And I have a lot of that data that I can actually, like, send to you later and we could talk about that. But, you know, the whole idea is that we want to begin to eat foods, we want to begin to drink waters that are natural, We don't want to drink water and foods that are, you know, genetically modified. And we don't know these things because we don't study. We don't know these things because that'd be of interest to me. You know, so I basically have entrusted you, because over the years we have entrusted science. We've been taught through education to trust science. But once you become enlightened and you begin to trust God, then God will begin to lead you into that light of truth. And so once you begin to step into that light of truth, then a lot of these things will be revealed to you. Or you would be exposed to people who can share that information, such as you, myself.
You're right about that, man. I tell you, I got it right here. Alkaline and water benefits. Alkaline water has a higher pH level than regular drinking water. Because of this, some advocates of alkaline water believe it can neutralize the acid in your body. Normal drinking water is generally a neutral pH of 7. Alkaline water generally has a pH of 8 or 9. And then you can look this stuff up, man. It's got all kind of analysis on alkaline water. What are the benefits of drinking alkaline water? Alkaline water benefits and risks. Alkaline water better than plain water. Top 10 alkaline water benefits. So let's go to what's the benefit? Let's see.
Let me tell you this right here. As far as like some of the benefits that come with alkaline water, is that when you're drinking alkaline, your alkalinity begins at the pH level of 7. The pH scale goes from a 0 to a 14. So when you between 0 to 7 or 6.9 is where you're acidic. From 7 to 14 is considered alkaline. So let's just say, for an example, you have a soda, a Coca-Cola, which is a 2.5. So between 6 and 7 is 0 to 7 is acid, and Coca-Cola is a 2.5, then that means it's very acidic.
Right.
Okay. Right. So when you're drinking alkaline water, because your body's natural pH, the level that it levels at, is at a 7.4. So if you're drinking sodas that is a 2.5, you're taking your body's pH down to a very acidic level. That's why people begin to experience having, you know, heart problems and cancer and things like that, because they're eating acidic foods. They're drinking acidic liquids. So with the alkaline diet, what you're doing, you begin to expose your body to foods and substances like alkaline water that is going to keep your pH level at a balance. So some of those things, like let's just say for an example with alkaline water, you begin to hydrate 5 times faster because your body recognizes it in its natural state. So when you're drinking alkaline water, it's not like drinking purified distilled water where the water goes straight to your stomach and you get instantly full. With alkaline water, when you drink it, you're instantly hydrated, and it begins, as soon as you start drinking it, the water begins to absorb in your body. It's almost absorbed. It's probably 90% absorbed by the time it reaches your stomach. Okay. And then also, let's just say for a person who suffers from oxidative stress, okay, a person who eats a high salt diet, okay, then what happens is that salt, excessive salt, it drains your body of fluids. Okay. So a person who has high blood pressure, that's why their body retains fluid, because the salt, the body is trying to neutralize that salt, all right? And so when you're drinking alkaline water, what the alkaline water does, it penetrates through the cell walls, and it gets all of those free radicals out. It neutralizes those free radicals, which increases your oxygen level. So people who are fatigued, people who are, you know, who have headaches a lot, you know, they're actually going through those early stages of oxidative stress, which could actually lead to cancer. It's just, you know, a level of dehydration, and you weaken your cells, and then your cells die, and then, you know, of course, that process happens. And so also, you know, people who are constipated, you know, drinking alkaline water actually helps you, helps your, you know, with the more regular bowel movement because of the high levels of magnesium.
Well, man, I tell you, I'm going tomorrow to my this organic store tomorrow, man. That's where I get my alkaline water. I get the big thing of alkaline water, and I went to Walmart and got this pump, and you take the pump and put it on the top, and you know the one I'm talking about, the big thing that you turn over, and you can put it onto
right.
a water thing. Well, I take
right,
mine.
Right,
I just
right.
take the actual thing, sit it on my counter. I bought this pump
mm-hmm.
that you put on there, and I take my water bottles, and I fill up my water bottles with the alkaline water, and I put those in my refrigerator that's in the garage. So when I'm on my way to work, I grab two bottles of water every day when I'm
okay.
going to work.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because we just actually launched a natural spring alkaline water product. It's called Bio Mineral Plus Water. We just released
yeah.
that like a month and a half ago. We put that out, and we actually have it in stores here within the Conyers area and Atlanta area. So we have those 5 gallons that you're using. You're going to go buy. We have those.
Yeah,
we have those. And our water. See, the difference is that our water is natural spring water. So everything is natural. It comes straight out of the ground at a pH level of 8.5. Okay, so that's really, really great water to drink, the best water possible. And it naturally has calcium, it naturally has magnesium, and it naturally has potassium, all right, which is great for your bones, it's great for your digestive system, you know, and for hydration. And so – and so, because you're in the Conyers area, right?
I'm not gonna say where I'm at, man. I'll talk to you about that on Facebook.
Yeah.
I can't let them know where I live at, man.
Hey, man, I got you, man. Pardon me. You know, I understand how it is, but you know, but for those who are living in the Conyers area, because you know, one of our offices is out there, so I'm constantly out in Conyers, but. We have a store out in Conyers Nutrition Depot that's right over there at the Walmart over there in Conyers. So at Nutrition Depot, you can go there and pick up some of our water. And we also have some. And later on this week, we will have some in Atlanta on North Druid Hills at the Health Unlimited. Okay, so you guys be able to go there and pick it up. And if you have listeners down in South Georgia and Thomasville, we have some at Sweet Basil's and Steve's Hair Gallery. And so we're really pushing the water. It's doing really great. We're in stores, and I definitely want to get some water over to you so you can have some for your show, and you can let everybody know how great our water is.
Hey, I'm down with that, man. I might want to get in that business right there, man. I might want to join that business.
We could definitely talk offline, you know, because it's room for, you know, for some partners to come on in and make this happen, because it's great, man. Everybody want to be healthy, especially with Trump in office and, you know, healthcare is about to fall off the map. You know, people going to need something. So we out here trying to promote, you know, a product that people need, you know, and it's not about money. It's all about the education part, because we want to educate you on why you need to drink natural alkaline water and not genetically modified alkaline water. It's a difference, and so we want people to know about it.
Man, wow. Boy, that was some information right there, man. I so appreciate that, man. But I'm going to go ahead and let you, man, go ahead and plug your businesses, man, and your websites and your Facebook and emails and, you know, so people can, you know, man, sell your product right now, man, right on the Larry Love Show, man. Put your information out there.
Okay, cool. Well, you can definitely find us on Facebook. We want everybody to come to Facebook and follow us there at Bio Mineral Plus, okay? And on our website, what we've done is we've added a special download for you. So all you have to do is go to our website. There's going to be a pop-up for you to enter your email. And what we're going to send to you is a pH food chart. So you'll be able to see all the foods that has a high alkaline level in a very acidic level. So you know which foods to eat and not to eat along with your alkaline water so you can start living an alkaline lifestyle. But you can also give me a call. We do deliveries. You can call me at 770-776-6388. And our website is biomineralpluswater.com.
All right, y'all. That's my man. All right, man. Michael Weatherspoon on the Larry Love Show talking about the alkaline water. Hey, Mike, make sure you put your information on my page.
I definitely will.
Everybody, go to the Larry Love Show page. If you're my friend, if you're not my friend, talk to one of your friends. Get that information. We got the Harm's Way Domestic Violence Walk on April 1st. All the information is on my page. Michael's going to put his information on the page. If you want some of that good alkaline water, get yourself, man. It's going to change your life. Right now, I got to pay this bill with this one sponsor of mine. I got to keep playing it, y'all, right here on the Larry Love Show.
You want your taxes done right? Call Taxes in Order. No job is too hard for Taxes in Order. Two things are important when getting your taxes prepared. One is making sure that your preparer is certified by the IRS. Two is the certification states that your preparer has completed 12 to 18 hours of training on tax laws and other tax-related subjects, and or both. And if you are paying more than $240 for professional tax services, you are wrong. Call Taxes in Order. Ms. Laverne Reed at 678-849-8098 or 678-489-5637. That's Ms. Laverne Reed, owner of Taxes in Order at gmail.com. If you want your taxes done right, make sure you call Taxes in Order. Taxes in Order will be giving an additional $10 off for all clients that mention they heard this commercial on the Larry Love Show. You want your taxes done right? Call Taxes in Order. No job is too hard for Taxes in Order.
Welcome back, y'all. 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Larry Love Show. The number is 646-716-5495. What's up, y'all? I've been doing this now for 4 years. 4 years. I want to give a shout-out to Lavish Cosmetics and Angie Stone's Signature Line. I had a wonderful time with Miss Fancy, Miss Angie Stone, Cheryl the Pearl, Blondie, man, you know, Kathy Smith. That's my girl. Miss Barry, Miss DuBerry, the owner of Jean Rick Luxury Salon and Wellness Spa, Castile Vodka in the house, Chef B, Exquisite Cuisine. Just want to give 40 photos, Michael Shelton, with Troy Photos and Videos in the house. I just want to give a shout out to Kiki Wyatt, Miss Wyatt, Miss Lorna Wyatt. Kiva West, hey man, you did your thing. Tony Terry, man, saw Tony Terry the other night. I want to give a just shout out to everybody. I had a great time. Great, great, great time. Chrissy was in the house, so I want to give Chrissy a shout out. The Twice Twins were in the house. I want to give them a shout out. A lot of people was in the house. Can't post on your page. Okay, all right, Bio Minerals and Water. All right, cool. So, y'all make sure y'all check it out. I'll put it out there, Bio Minerals and Water, Natural Alkaline Spring Water, Bio Minerals Plus Water. So, I'm going to put that stuff out there and everything. But I just want to, I'm going to bring Sabrina back in here in a minute, but I want to go back to this healthcare thing. The Republican Party's strategy to repeal and replace the health law, just as the Republicans co-opted the term fake news after the election, I think it's time Democrats co-opt the term pro-life. They disagree strenuously with the report that was put out that he said at the White House. Democrats remain steadfast in their opposition. The CBO score shows just how empty the president's promises that everyone will be covered and costs will go down have been said. Senator Chuck Schumer, New York and Democratic leader, this should be a looming stop sign for Republicans' repeal effort. The coverage numbers, let's talk about the coverage numbers. The coverage numbers are... released Monday, will only make it more difficult for Republicans to explain why the legislature would bring positive change to the country's healthcare system, and that could make the bill's fate and the more narrowly divided Senate, much more tenuous. And as all, they also go on to say that the average premium, let's talk about this, the average premium for people buying insurance on their own would be 15 to 20% higher in 2018 and 2019 than they would be under the current law. He said that he was going to bring down costs. That's what he said. So the average premium for people buying insurance on their own would be 15 to 20% higher in 2018 and 2019 than they would be under the current law. The budget office said, but after that, those premiums would be lower than projected under current law, around 10% lower in 2026. The number of uninsured would shoot up next year by 14 million, the budget office said. Most of the increase in 2018 would result from people choosing not to buy insurance after tax penalties for those without coverage are repealed. But in later years, the office said the number of uninsured would rise farther because of changes in Medicaid, the health program for the poor and disabled. There's nothing wrong with Medicaid and Medicare, but they want to mess with it. Because they say that the Medicaid is programs for the poor and disabled. Some states would discontinue their expansion of eligibility for Medicaid, and federal spending per beneficiary would be capped, the report noted. Let's keep this going. Some of y'all are not paying attention to this stuff. For people receiving subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, the report said tax credits proposed by the House Republicans would generally be less generous, but the market would not collapse. Other changes in the House bill would lower average premiums enough to attract a sufficient number of relatively healthy people to stabilize the market, the budget office said. The budget office estimated that 52 million people would be uninsured in 2026 under the House Republican bill, compared with 28 million projected under the current law. So they jumped to 2026, and with the current bill that the Republicans are trying to pass, by 2026, 52 million people would be uninsured. But if you left the current law the way it is, you would only have 28 million projected under the current law. The report foresees huge changes in Medicaid, the federal state program for lower income people. So by 2026, it's said that the federal Medicaid spending would be 25% lower under the House bill than projected under the current law. The number of Medicaid beneficiaries would be 17% lower, with 14 million fewer people covered by Medicaid. Now, I don't know about y'all, but somebody got family members that's on Medicaid. Somebody got family members that retired and didn't have enough money. So some people are going to need help. They say they recognize and appreciate the concern about making sure that people have access to coverage. He said, under Obamacare, we have seen how government-mandated coverage does not equal access to care, and now that the law is collapsing. Democrats had criticized Republicans for pushing the bill through two House committees last week before the Congressional Budget Office had weighed in, saying it was irresponsible to begin considering legislation without a firm grip on a potential cost or ramifications. On Monday, they said they were vindicated. Today's analysis for the CBO confirms that the Republicans' repeal bill isn't a health bill, care bill, at all. It's an ideological document with real and incredible damaging consequences for American families, said Representative John Yarmouth of Kentucky, the ranking Democrat of the House Budget Committee. But the analysis does show that under the Republican plan, there would be winners and losers. Under the current law, a single 21-year-old earning $26,500 with an insurance policy that costs $5,100 a year would get a tax credit of $3,400, would have to pay $1,700 of the premium in 2026. Under the Republican bill, the person shares the cost would drop to $1,450. You better go read this stuff for yourself. You better go read this stuff for yourself. But the analysis does show under the Republican plan there will be winners and losers. By contrast, a 64-year-old earning the same amount would fare much worse. See, they messing. Y'all don't know that Paul Ryan want to get stuff. He want to get rid of stuff for the elderly. The House Speaker want to get things away from the elderly. By contrast, a 64-year-old earning the same amount of money would fare much worse. That person's $15,300 health plan would be offset by a $13,600 tax credit under the current law, leaving the consumer responsible for $1,700 under the Republican plan. Health insurers would be free to charge older people more money, raising that person's premium to $19,500. But the tax credit would be only $4,900, and that person's shares of the premium would then be $14,600. So now you're going to get insurance, really insurance from the elderly. Are you an American Republican? Are you a Republican first and then an American? Some of you Democrats, are you an American or are you a Republican? That's what you need to ask yourself. We're here on the Larry Love Show, man. We're going to recite some things. We're going to go down the lines of some things. But I just wanted to let y'all know, man, that I'm up on this domestic violence stuff. I'm up on this alkaline water healthy. I'm up on this health care bill because somebody's got to talk about it. And before I go, I want to thank the listeners about something before I go. But let me go back to the phone line. What's up, Mike, man? You having some problems with your phone, Doc?
No, I had a couple of phone calls. I had to go and make how they called me, and I had to try to finish with them and stuff. Then get back to the show.
All right. Well, hey, it's been great tonight on the Larry Love Show. Michael Led has always been there in my corner. He's always listening to the show. My girl Sabrina down there in Biloxi, Mississippi. Let me go to Sabrina. Sabrina, go ahead and shout out your business before, you know, I get out of here, man, because I'm getting sleepy.
Thank you for the opportunity. For all your listeners, my name is Sabrina Stallworth. My business is All Bottled Up. I have a website. You can see some of my product out there. It's allbottledup.biz, and that's all one word, allbottledup.biz by Brie. I'm sorry. Duh. I'm sleepy, too. But anyways, I got a show I'm doing this Saturday down in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, which is a very charming seaport town. It's called Arts Alive. I'll be doing that this Saturday. And May 6th, I'm doing the Blessed Girls Rock convention here with what's that? One of the Wyman sisters is going to be here performing, so I'm gearing up for that as well. Your listeners, you can reach me on Facebook. My information is out there. Just contact me, Sabrina Stallworth, under Facebook. Larry, I appreciate the opportunity, my brother. I love you. Much success to you and all your endeavors. And, you know, when you were talking to the brother and you were reading off the information about what this government is doing, as far as the health care is concerned, they don't give a shit about none of us. As long as their pockets are full, because at the end of the day, for them, it's about business. It's about them dollars and cents. I'm telling you, like my grandma used to say, you know, we as people of color, we're survivors. You just make sure you take care of yourself. And like my girl used to give my sister that every weekend, a laxative, clean yourself out, you know. Stop digesting all this crap out there. They feeding us. It's poisoning our system. And there's no money in the cure, only in the treatment. And that's what they're doing. They pushing pills. You know, the government is one of the biggest drug pushers around. They pushing pills and keeping on these pills. And but anyways, I'm done with that. Thank you for the opportunity.
Y'all are giving up the reason why we're all bottled up in the house. Also got Michael Led in the business, Led Up Productions. Mike, how can they reach Led Up Productions, man?
Yeah, you can reach me on Facebook.com, Led Up Production, Twitter.com, and our RealVillNation.com. and the Tango, and I have new music on tango.com.
Yeah.
You can go on there and check the music out, and we're going back into the studio to finish up these 5 albums, and I've been talking to Neo them. They gave me the guarantee once I finish that 1940-50 album, they're going to help me do the concert down at Centennial Park. They're going to be my, they're going to sponsor the show. So it's
okay.
A lot of stuff. I got in the eyes working. So now I'm back,
okay.
Back better. So now I'm ready to roll.
I thought you were supposed to say, I got a lot of things in the fire. You said in the eyes.
Yeah, I'm working.
Well, you a country boy.
Yeah.
That's Michael Lynch, y'all. Hey, guys, I just want to put it out there. I'm still working on the book. The book is coming along. The last 3 chapters are the longest. God, Jesus, is the longest thing that I'm doing. The last 3 chapters is trying to, you know, we're trying to get it right. But I'm still, every time I talk, I know y'all said, man, still on it, man, because, you know, I want the last 3 chapters are very important. The whole book is important, but the last 3 chapters, just trying to get it right. The book should be coming out sometime this year. The name of the book is called The Call. It's an inspirational, motivational book about how cancer invaded my Larry Love's family, my family, and how I dealt with each situation. You will read. So if you need help how to deal with something or you want to know how I dealt with it, if you can kind of put that into what you're doing that may help you or just listen to what I'm saying may help you, that's what the book, my first book, will be about. It's about, it's an inspirational, motivational book about how cancer invaded my family. I'm working with my auntie on my Larry Love Prostate Cancer Awareness Foundation. We're really kicking that off, and I want my 501(c), whatever it is. And I want y'all to know that the Larry Love Show, once I get it, I'm going to go full force. I'm going to be an awareness mogul. My job is to bring awareness to prostate cancer. Just like you see all the pink ribbons, I'm going to be purchasing blue ribbons, and I'm going to be putting them everywhere. I'm going to bring my local-wide awareness to prostate cancer, because I got to do local, and then I go out. And then, you know, I go out. I got to do it. I got to bring awareness to prostate cancer. It's affecting men at an alarming rate, just like breast cancer affecting women at an alarming rate. So why not me? God has blessed me to still be here, so I'm going to do something about it. I'm also going to be putting ads up on radio programs, commercials. I'm going to be hooking up with Zero Prostate Cancer of America. I'm going to be hooking up with some of the cancer lodges here, some of the organizations, prostate cancer organizations here. We're going to have the mobile trucks that we're going to have out and taking men's blood and PSA and all that stuff. We're going to do all that stuff. We're going to have celebrity basketball game. I'm going to do a showcase where we're going to bring in singers, you know, stars, and half of the proceeds are going to go, you know, to the cancer, the Prostate Cancer Foundation. So I'm going to be doing all those things. I got all that stuff, you know, written down, and it's in motion, it's in plan. So I'm working on them things. I'm working on some more T-shirts. Can y'all believe that I almost sold all my T-shirts? I had as of Saturday, I had 13 extra larges left, and I had like 10 larges left. And then when I went to the event, I gave some shirts away, so I got to count those shirts. But I actually sold most of the shirts. I got like 75 shirts. I know I sold over 50 some shirts. So my hand hit the thing now. I wasn't trying to do that. Just want to let you guys know that everything is going great. But I want to tell you this. Let me say this to you. My girl Kathy Smith, she went on the Facebook today, and man, she had a spirited tell all. I'm gonna have one. See, I don't hate on no one. I don't go on people's blog talk shows to really see what they're talking about. I mean, I don't now. I used to listen, you know, see what's going on. But I do me. And I want to be honest with you. I created this show because I just wanted something to do. When I'm at home, I live with a whole bunch of women. So they're watching their certain shows. That my kids got all kind of soccer games and this, and life is going here and there. Sometimes I'm free. I'm not doing anything. So I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own show. And I started a show for you, for the people, for me, to bitch and moan and complain about things. You know, just let it off the chest. That's why I said your opinion matters when you call the Larry Love Show. I want to hear your complaints. I want to hear your gripes. I want to hear your frustration. I just want to hear you get it out so you can get past it and you can wake up the next day if the Lord sees fit and you can just smile and go on with your day. We got to get this stuff off our chest. So I created a show. I'm not in competition. Larry Love is not in competition with no one. Larry Love is not in competition with no one. Larry Love is not better than no one. Larry Love is doing Larry Love. And I tell people all the time, when you call my show and you start asking me about numbers, Larry Love don't have big numbers. I don't. So if you're looking for big numbers, maybe the Larry Love Show is not for you. The Larry Love Show is about people. Larry Love Show is about information. That's what Larry Love Show is about. Larry Love Show is about love. Your opinion matters. I want to hear from you. I'm on at 9:30 at night. I understand a lot of people in the bed around 9:30, 10 o'clock, got to go to work. Then you got people that's on the night shift that's working on the middle shift. I understand. Yeah, it doesn't take from that, because if people want to know you and see you, they'll come on 9:30 at night and your views will be up and all that. But you got to understand why I'm doing it. I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing all of this out of love. That's why I'm doing it. See, I don't have it twisted. But God is so amazing. God is so amazing that I know some blog talk shows, and I know some people, and they got big numbers. Big numbers. But I'm more popular than they are. Hey, it's not me. It's him. He's guiding me. That's all I got to say. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the Larry Love Show here on Blog Talk Radio, the Larry Love Show, Monday nights from 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, your opinion matters on the Larry Love Show. It really, really does. And y'all know at the end of the day, guys, it's all about love. It really, truly is, for me, all about love. If you're not about love, then maybe the Larry Love Show is not for you. But at the end of the day, it's all about love.
Ain't no love without Larry Love. What's up, y'all? This Larry Love. What's up, y'all? This Larry Love. I know how we did it on my show. It's all about love.
Larry Love Show, where we bring celebrities and everyday people together to give their opinion on everyday topics. The only show that's all about the love.
All about the love.
Feed the them gotta pay the price. Gotta keep trucking through the jars of clay. Gotta stay searching for a better day. Gotta keep my faith till make a way. Gotta get extended so the gas can pay. Sweet Georgia, hold me down. Keep my feet planted on solid ground. From the New York coast to the Florida shine. Up to the Maryland, D.C. line. Back down south, rep peace prime. Sweet Georgia, where I reside. Tell me why do I have to cry out? Tell me why should I even pray? Tell me why should I worry about it? Tell me why should I lose my head? Tell me why do I have to cry out? Tell me why should I even pray? Tell me why would I think about trying to die when I could just take it to the Lord in prayer? Sweet Georgia, 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 the bird is laid, dug the fruit from mistakes I made. Sweet Georgia, hold me down, keep my feet planted on solid ground. Tell me why do I have to cry out? Tell me why should I even pray? Tell me why should I worry about it? Oh my. Tell me why should I lose my head? Tell me why do I have to cry? Tell me why should I even pray? Tell me why would I think about trying to die when I just singing the truth, 7 trees that strange fruit. My roots run deep in the Georgia clay.
Thank you.